You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Today, we're talking to content creators, podcasters, YouTubers, newsletter writers, anyone building an audience. The topic is this: how do you turn listeners into contributors? If you build contributors, you're building something that grows without you pushing every second. That is the community flywheel. Segment 1, the broadcast trap. Most creators live in what I'll call a broadcast trap. You post, they watch, you post again, they scroll. You're constantly feeding the machine. If you stop posting, momentum dies. The shift is simple. Stop asking, how do I get more views? Start asking, how do I give my audience a role? That question changes everything. Segment 2, turning audience into collaborators. Here's how the flywheel works. Step 1, someone discovers your content. Step 2, they join your email list or community. Step 3, you give them a way to participate. Step 4, their participation attracts more people. Now growth is not just dependent on you. For example, you run a podcast. Let listeners submit topic ideas. If you run a newsletter, invite readers to contribute short insights. If you run a directory or resource hub, let members suggest additions and vote on features. The moment someone contributes, they become emotionally invested, and invested people stay. Segment 3, roles create ownership. Creators make a big mistake. They say, join my community. That's vague. Instead, give people roles. You could have community moderators, topic curators, research contributors, event organizers, local ambassadors. When someone has a role, they stop being passive. Ownership changes behavior. They start promoting, they start protecting the space, they start inviting others. You're no longer dragging growth uphill alone. Segment 4, gamification without being corny. Gamification does not mean childish badges. It means visible progress. You can create contributor tiers, public recognition, member spotlights, voting power based on participation, leaderboard for engagement. People enjoy tracking growth. If someone contributes 3 times and sees nothing happening, motivation dies. If they contribute 3 times and unlock visibility, status, or influence, motivation increases. Structure drives participation. Segment 5, voting systems build buy-in. One of the most powerful tools you can use is voting. Let your audience vote on next episode topics, guest selections, feature highlights, community challenges, resource rankings. Voting gives your audience power, and power creates belonging. When people feel like they shape the direction of your platform, they stay. Not because you're viral, but because they're involved. Segment 6, why belonging beats virality. Let me be blunt. Virality is unpredictable. Belonging is engineered. A viral post may bring in 100,000 views, but 200 committed contributors will build something that lasts for years. If you build only for attention, you're stuck chasing algorithms. If you build for belonging, you create infrastructure. Infrastructure compounds. Belonging compounds. Views spike and disappear. Segment 7, the practical shift. Here's your assignment. Look at your platform and ask, where can I give my audience a role? What can they contribute that improves the ecosystem? What system can I build that rewards participation? What decisions can I let them vote on? Start small. You don't need a massive community to begin. You need structure. Once participation begins, that flywheel starts turning. And when it turns, growth feels different. It feels collaborative. So if you're serious about building something that lasts, stop thinking like a broadcaster. Start thinking like a community architect. Your audience does not just want to consume, they want to belong. And belonging is the most scalable growth strategy you can build. I'll see you in the next episode.